The fight for democracy has come with a high cost for one Sudanese family. Zeynep Bakar, a mother, lost her youngest daughter, Sita Nufur, on November 17, in protest against the military takeover a month before. Bakar says her 24-year-old daughter was a nurse who dreamed of saving lives, but her life was suddenly taken away from them last week.
When I learned she died, I couldn't see or feel anything. I started screaming and my heart was about to stop. I couldn't handle that. She was like a mother to me, even though I am her mother. What else can I say?
This video, taken by fellow protesters on the day, documents the final moments of Sita Nufur's life. Her friends who were protesting with her carried her body back home. Her father was at work when he got the call about his daughter.
I'm trying to deal with the loss of my beloved one. I got back home, the door was locked, and I saw her dead body being carried by her friends. I cried. Her friends cried. She was taken from me.
Hundreds of thousands in Sudan have been protesting against the military, which seized power on October 25th, dissolving the country's two-year transitional government and arresting senior political figures. More than 40 people have been killed and some 200 others injured. Sudan's police have denied using live ammunition on protesters, despite several videos showing men in uniform firing on civilians. The military takeover has thrown Sudan into a political crisis. Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, who was under house arrest, has been reinstated as part of an agreement with the military to try and bring the country back to its path of transition after decades of military rule. But many protesters have opposed the deal, saying they want the military out of power and held accountable for the lives lost. Ali Farsab, another protester who was injured in one of the demonstrations, despite those injuries, he told us that security forces detained him for 2 days, which he described as the toughest of his life.
The security forces attacked us. I fell down. I was shot and then arrested. I have been beaten and hurt. They took me in a truck. Then every single soldier there hit me. My hands and legs were handcuffed.
Prime Minister Hamdok has pledged to set up a committee to look into the deaths of protesters. For Zeynep Bakar's family, any investigation will not bring her daughter back. But Sita Nufur's sister says that she finds some comfort in the reason her sister participated in the protest.
When she was about to die, she told her friend, "I'm dying for my country."
A cost that many others have paid and more could pay as the transition to democracy in Sudan remains fragile. Families grieving loved ones say only a complete democratic rule can deliver them the justice they demand. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.